Right. Okay, it's a long story. Officially, I'm only three because I came to know Jesus 3 years ago and in the middle of lockdown. The reason why I'm here in your church is because I was sitting over there in around about, must have been early 1990s with two little children. I felt a call by God, but I couldn't answer because I was in quite a desperate place with domestic abuse and things at the time. And I felt rooted to the chair. I was looking around me and I was watching everybody around lifting their hands in worship. And I just, no, it's not for me. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. So anyway, four children eventually, and a move to Wales. And during that time, I felt called by God on numerous occasions, but I was too stubborn. I just was like, no, I don't want to know. I know best, and that's it. Until a day, I'll fast forward because there's a lot of it. I had quite severe anxiety and depression for a lot of years. Tried to take my life 3 times, unsuccessfully, obviously. And because my life's not mine to take. So I was in a pretty dire place when I moved to Cardigan because my daughter lived there, and we thought we'd move there because the pace of life was slower and it was better for my mental health. And then COVID hit and it was locked down, and so in my misery, I decided to go for my daily walk, as you did in lockdown. And I walked along our local river, River Tavy, beautiful river. But it became more beautiful because I was listening to Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, on my YouTube playlist, and Shine Jesus Shine came on my YouTube playlist. So I started to sing Shine Jesus Shine. I know this from somewhere. Could have been here. I don't know. And all of a sudden, everything changed. Everything changed. I can't explain it. I can't give it justice with words, but the light hits the water and you get diamonds. The river was doing that. I noticed every flower, every leaf, just everything was more. But more than that, I was healed. I was healed. I was delivered. What is this? What is this? This can only be God. So I went home. My husband thought I was having an affair because I was completely happy. You must be seeing that you must be happy with someone else. I'm going to hold on a minute. Let me read you my diary. I documented everything. And then he fell to his knees and he said, I'm so sorry. He said, I didn't realise, he said. And so I contacted a local church by Google, found a pastor. He said, well, we're not open at the moment. I'm like, okay, Lord, what do you want? What am I supposed to do? I'm a Christian now. You know, I've found you found me, and I've got no church. There's no churches open. So the pastor said, I can put you in touch with a lady socially distanced in a garden called Catherine. So we did. I took my own coffee, wore a mask. And she helped me make sense of what had just happened. We said some prayers, obviously salvation prayers and things. And she just kept telling me to keep looking up. I said, well, can't you give me some answers? Can't you tell me what more? You know, I want to know more. There was kind of like an urgency in me. And she says, just keep looking up. So after about 6 months, we came out of COVID, and we had baptisms in the local sea. I was there, came up out of the water and looked at the beach, and there was a horseshoe of people around. And I had a sudden realisation that this is much bigger than I thought, because I now see that I have billions of brothers and sisters. And then finding my identity. My identity was the biggest thing, because when you're a victim of domestic abuse and when you've been depressed, your identity is nothing. I was nothing, in more sense. To find out that I am child of the creator of the universe who loves me. It's more than that, isn't it? It's far more than that. He has transformed me. He's taken my depression. He's given me this injection of our lovely Holy Spirit. I am, you know, if somebody said to me 4 years ago that I would be standing with a mic in my hand talking to people, I couldn't even walk into a place where there was, where were strange people. But now I'm full of him. And yeah, so everything, I owe my life, I owe everything to him, because he's God and he loves us, he loves me just as I am, just as I am. And that is the message that I know that I need to go and tell people in the world. I need to go, I've got this urgency to go. And you know, my pastor says this is called the gift of evangelism, Joe, and I thought, well, what's that then? You know, everything I've had so far I haven't known about, and I've been given in abundance for some reason. And here I am telling you my story. Take what you like, leave what you don't like, but that this is me in the raw, this is me loving God. And yeah, and that's it, that's basically what I, yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Lovely.